here is GDP per capita from 1900 to 1929. And let's imagine that you were an economist in 1929 trying to forecast future growth for the United States, not knowing that the economy was about to go off a cliff, not knowing that we were about to enter the greatest economic disaster, certainly in the 20th century. What would you have predicted, not knowing this? If you'd have based your prediction, your forecast, on 1900 to 1929, you'd have predicted something like this. If you'd been a little bit more optimistic, say, based upon the roaring 20s, you'd have said this. So what actually happened? We went off a cliff, but we recovered. And in fact, in the second half of the 20th century, growth was even higher than anything you would have predicted on the based upon the first half of the 20th century. So growth can wash away even what appears to be a Great Depression. All right, what else? Oil. This was a big topic when I was writing up my notes. You know, oil was $140 per barrel. Okay, and so people were asking a question. They were saying, you know, is China drinking our milkshake? Right? And there is some truth. There is some truth to this in the sense that, you know, we have something of a finite resource, and increased growth is going to push up demand for that. But I think I don't have to tell this audience that a higher price of oil is not necessarily a bad thing.